Hello everybody, it's Mr. Tall23 back there with video. This is another video on the basic doctrines of the Bible. Today I want to talk about the subject of rebirth in Christ, or the concept of being born again. So we believe in the doctrine of being born again as part of salvation, that there is a new birth when somebody believes on the Lord Jesus Christ. And without this new birth, there is no entrance into the kingdom of heaven. As it is written in John chapter 3, verse 3-7, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. Is preaching unto a Jew by the name of Nicodemus, and says unto him that in order to enter into the kingdom of God, you must be born again. We were already born once, and that is being born of the flesh or being born of water. When we are brought into this world by our mother and father, that is the first birth. However, because of the corrupt and sinful nature of the flesh, it is necessary that somebody who will enter into the kingdom of heaven must also be born of the Spirit. Now, how does that happen? The scriptures explain in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. One is born again by the word of God. Through the word of God, the gospel is preached unto us, and through the hearing of the word of God cometh faith, as it teaches in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. When we believe on Christ, we are saved, but we are also born of God. As it is written in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4-5, For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? We are born of God, and we overcome the world by our faith that Jesus is the Son of God. As it is written also in John chapter 1, verse 12-13, But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which are born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Thus we are born again, or born of the Spirit, or born of God, simply by believing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, just as for justification and salvation. When we are born of God, we become the children of God, as it says here in John 1, but it's also written in Galatians chapter 3, verse 26, For ye are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. So when we receive the Spirit of God, which will be discussed further in a future video, that is the sign of us being born again, or born of the Spirit. The Spirit which indwells us bears witness unto us that we are the children of God, and that this inward rebirth and regeneration has taken place. As it is written in Romans chapter 8, verse 14-17, For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Thus, when we are saved, we are not just made just in the eyes of God by the righteousness of Christ. We are not just delivered from hell, but we are also made into the sons of God. We are made a new creature, as it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17. The result of becoming this new creature is that the law is written within our hearts, as was promised in the Old Testament prophecy in the book of Ezekiel chapter 36. It's written in 1 John chapter 3, verse 9, Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. As stated by Jesus, this new birth of being born of God is a birth of the Spirit. It is a change of the Spirit. No change is done at our salvation to our flesh, but is rather an inward change of the Spirit. As Paul explains in Romans chapter 7, verse 17-18, Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. In Romans 7:25 it says, So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. Therefore being born again is an act done by the Holy Ghost when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's an inward change in which our spirit is made alive and made into a new creature which serves the law of God and is the Son of God. After our salvation we have two natures. We have both the spirit and the flesh, and it will be that way until the return of Jesus Christ. So thank you, buddy, for watching, and goodbye.